I would really love to play an acoustic guitar. However, I just do not have the patience to take lessons and play Row, Row, Row Your Boat. I read on your website that you self-taught yourself. How long did it take to learn to play guitar?
That's hard. I mean, it's tricky to answer that because I've been playing for about 7 years, and I'm not sure exactly how long it took before I could, you know, really play. It took a long time, though. I'd say at least a year before you can, you know, really start to know what you're doing, I guess. And I guess it just takes a lot of playing. So I'm sure it's different for everybody, but for me it took a year to really get into it.
Right. You didn't start playing Row, Row, Row Your Boat, though, did you?
No, I was trying to play Zeppelin and Pink Floyd.
So going for the hard stuff first, huh? So,
Definitely unsuccessfully, but I tried.
Did you get a lot of blisters, too? On your finger from playing?
Yeah, my fingers got messed up. There's a weird period of learning how to play guitar where your fingers are constantly ripped up.
All right. Well, you performed back at the Beat Kitchen on October 22nd, 2008. Was that the first time that you performed in Chicago?
No, that was my third show. We played House of Blues and Shubas also.
So you mostly perform solo acoustically, correct?
Actually, I have a band, three-piece right now. A bass and keyboard player and drummer.
Have you guys played with a band?
They have been playing with me since January, but before that I played by myself.
So what was it like co-writing with Colby on our platinum debut album, Coco?
That whole experience is just like, it was indescribable, but for me it was not only writing with somebody with, you know, such an incredibly beautiful voice, it was my first time living out here or coming out to California. So the whole thing for me was just some insane dream, but it wasn't happening. I was recording in the mountains. Everything had just been, you know, that I'd been wanting to do forever. It was finally happening, it seemed, I guess. So it's hard to describe. It was basically what I've been wanting to happen for a long time.
Uh-huh. Well, that's cool. I saw the video of Permanent with Colby on your website and MySpace page. Is that a new song that you're working on releasing soon?
I'm not sure when we're going to release it. I hope that we can put the CD together with all the songs that we've written together.
Well, what other musicians would you enjoy working with?
Wow, there's going to be a million. John Mayer, James Taylor, Bob Dylan, Joni Mitchell. I know those are absurd and, legendary people, but those are the first ones that come to mind.
Well, what bands or musicians inspire Jason Reeves?
Every band that's ever existed, really, but when I was starting, it was Bob Dylan, James Taylor, Led Zeppelin, and Pink Floyd. Those are the main four, really, and then Radiohead, I guess, too, but I was really 60s, and that whole movement.
Right. If you could tour with any band or musician, who would it be and why?
Wow. It'd be with Colby so that we can sing together. We did a tour in April, and it was just amazing because, you know, we started doing this together 3.5 years ago, and we haven't been able to tour together because, we've been promoting our own records, and it's just fun to be out with her.
Right. That's cool. Your music has been featured on television shows One Tree Hill, and A Shot at Love with Tia Tequila. Are there any other television shows that your music has been featured on?
Yeah, the funny thing about that is that I don't know you know, the answer to that. I know it's been on other shows. It's been on Army Wives and a couple of other MTV shows, but I'm so out of tune with that I don't know the exact details. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. So what was your reaction when you were named one of the top indie singer-songwriters of 2007 by iTunes?
That was, you know, unexpectedly overwhelming, I guess. The people that were next to me in that list were people like James Taylor and Joni Mitchell and a bunch of other really good songwriters. So, I felt out of place and honored to be put on that list. It was pretty crazy.
All right. Well, of the four albums that you have released, which one are ones that are your favorite?
I'd say the newest. I like it the best. I feel like the more I record and the more I write, the more I learn about it and the more I understand. So I'm even more excited about recording the next one. A lot of the time recording gets rushed along and things get put together quickly, and then at the end you wish you had more time. So I'm gonna spend more time on the next one, and that's probably the one I'll be the most excited about once it comes out.
Right. Well, how did you come up with the title of your new album?
I came up with it just by, when I come up with titles for records, I just write every single insane idea that I can down, and then just look through the list, and it took me a long time to, you know, to go through that list and pick my favorites once I'd made it. But I don't know how to explain, you know, why one other than it told the story more than any of the other titles that I came up with. It kind of explained that it was a fairy tale, more than just an album full of songs. So I chose that one.
That's cool. Well, do you plan on releasing any videos on iTunes?
We're going to shoot a video sometime soon, probably right after Christmas, for one of my songs, and then it'll be up. But until then, we're still planning it out and getting everything in place for it.
So which song?
I think Someone Somewhere.
Oh, okay. All right, well, final question. Now that you're signed on with Warner Bros. Records, what is next for Jason Reeves?
Next for me is a lot of touring, shooting my first video, like you just brought up, and other than that, hopefully just eventually making more records and writing as much as I can. You know, that's really all I can hope for at this moment.
Right. Well, do you have... like song titles for like your next album?
I have so many songs lined up already for that, but I don't even know where to start.
Right. Do you find it like difficult to try and choose which songs are going to be on, you know, the album?
Usually for the album I have out now, they kind of chose themselves. And kind of arrange themselves in an order, so it was easier. But at the same time, I still had to cut off a bunch that I didn't want to, and I'm sure it's going to be even worse next time, because I already have such a large, you know, I already have such, maybe a couple albums worth of songs waiting. So I don't like that part at all, but it's probably going to happen again.
Right. Well, you're not going to release any deluxe editions or anything?
No, I hope. I want to start moving on that. I've been on the road for so long, and we've been getting everything into place, you know, recently with Warner and everything. So hopefully we can talk about getting some more stuff out soon, because I know it's been a while, and, you know, especially a long time for me, because,
right.
I don't know, it's because I'm the one writing all the new ones, and I have to deal with that fact that nobody can hear them.
All right, Jason, well, thanks for your time, and, you know, hopefully I'll see you in Chicago soon.
Awesome, dude. I hope I'll be back.
All right, dude. Thanks a lot, man. All right, bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.